Good morning and welcome to the 8 o'clock hour of Byers & Company. Are your kids' toys spying on them? We'll have an expert on an FBI report, plus Jeff and Osso live about that Wisconsin company that's going to put microchips in their employees. Creepy? This whole hour is.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Are you thinking about what you're handing your kids? What device? What toy? With GPS and recording ability, you could get perverts could come right through the toy.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not doing this in one of those TV kind of scary ways. I just think you need to be aware of the technology and the dangers that can go along with that. We'll have Sean Tuma with us about this FBI urgent warning. They're calling them spy toys, and they're talking about privacy and safety of children. And then a little later this hour, would you work for a company that wanted to microchip you?
No. Would I work for a company in which it was an option? Maybe, but I wouldn't take the option.
Okay. This company in Wisconsin is doing this, and it was all over the news yesterday, and we're going to talk to Jeff Manasso about it a little bit later in the program. It's like a rice-sized microchip.
But the purpose of it is just so, like, who wants that?
I don't know. You were talking about this last night. It was pretty funny because after she got on me about the whole witchcraft thing yesterday.
Right.
We spent like an hour on the Mark of the Beast and the...
I don't believe that.
Don't revisit it, please.
No, I'm just saying it was just kind of funny. It was like the roles had flipped in a 24-hour period.
I'm saying that's not my argument. I just think, you know, we have key cards here and all of our doors are locked at all times here.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to have that thing with us.
Some
would I
do.
Make it easier for myself by putting something in my body so I just had to bump up against the door and boop, you're in. No, I'm going to just carry my key card. I mean, that's literally what this
but
thing's
for. But
don't
you think we're... I mean, I'm reading a story this morning. They think in 10 years we'll be able to talk to dogs and they'll be able to talk to us.
I cannot wait.
What do you think they have to say?
Oh.
What if they're really dumb?
Ball, bone,
food. No, I think they'll probably be much more intelligent than you think.
Ball, bone.
I really
poop.
Do.
They might be. They might not be.
I can't imagine. You know what, Dave? I've never liked you.
So if I could have...
That's what's going to come out of their mouth.
Might be. I mean, I don't know. So I don't know if it's a question of if or just when is my point that I'm making about the technology. You know, when your phone or whatever it is that we call a phone becomes a microchip that's just... in you, and you see it through your eyeballs, and you hear it.
Yeah,
it's going to be here.
It will be, and I think that those kind of things, being a choice is one thing.
Okay.
You know, somebody mandating it is another.
I know. I just know that every time you have this conversation, you got people coming out of the woodwork about, you know, the end of days and you know, the mark of the beast, which started out as one thing, and then it was a barcode. Now it's a microchip. And, I mean, for 50 years I've been told this is coming.
Well, to be fair, because you waited for 50 years and it hasn't happened, it doesn't mean it's not going
no,
to.
No, I'm saying every step of the tech.
No.
I'm not saying, you're missing my entire point. I'm saying every new wave of technology has supposedly been the end of time.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, there was a time when people were worried about the scanner at the checkout stand.
Does it become a collective thing between how we've moved in technology and, you know, the AI? And
the AI is, I'm only speaking in reference to the evangelical belief in the whole Antichrist and all of that. That's all.
Euro was all supposed to be a sign of,
So was the independence of Israel. I mean, you know, we can go through all of these posts, signposts along the way.
Right.
And I remember when literally the scanner at the grocery store. Oh, what about that? I mean, don't you remember all of these?
Yeah. Thank God for self-checkout. Seriously. All about it.
At the gas station? Anywhere you go?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So... I get that people are uncomfortable. I'm far more concerned, and not even AI like Skynet becoming active AI. I mean like taking your job AI.
That's what But I think that we've become so dependent on the machines, and then the machines like actually can do all of our work for us more than they already do.
Right. No, I'm concerned about, like, and so Lindsay was getting heavy into this last night. I finally tell you, you know what I'm worried about? Getting through the celebration.
See, I just, and I, there's no, there's nothing I can do about the world's problems.
There's nothing you can do about it. So
I am an anxious person.
I like to take that Bob Knight advice he infamously gave to Connie Chung in that interview.
No. No.
What? I'm not supporting it. I'm just saying.
Good grief.
Nothing I can do about it.
Right.
Well, I that was appropriate.
Yeah.
Not his question Buyers to her.
At
was
WSY.com. No, no.
He was incredibly inappropriate with her. But saying in life's greater view, there's really, I mean, what are you going to do to stop AI? If there is an antichrist, what are you going to do to stop? I mean, are you going to be Kirk Cameron?
No, but I think with the AI, I think we do need to take the warnings from some great minds.
Skip right over my very, very obscure reference to the little-known Left Behind movie series.
Oh, it wasn't. The movie series. The book series was huge.
I said Kirk Cameron.
Yes, yeah. I got your reference with that and a chuckle.
Okay, thank you. I work hard for this. It's just nice to get a little feedback
occasionally. I appreciated it, yes. In the grand scheme of
things. What are you going to do?
There's not a thing you can do. I mean, for years, I resisted turning on location services on my phone. I finally gave up. I was like, you know what? I need this thing to work. So,
yeah, I mean,
you know,
it's not if. We've already handed it all over.
Right.
You know, my wallet's in my phone.
Everything is. So what to you? Where are you drawing the line in a microchip? I guess that's my question. In the greater scheme of things and all of, no matter how creepy it might seem, and it does, I'll grant you that, where are you going to draw a line?
I think, and I hate saying this, I really think that if that little chip could do a lot more than just
and
open
it's,
a...
It's going to. It's yeah. Eventually it's going to.
I think eventually I probably would be one of those people.
Yeah.
You just kind of give into it. But then we're just as responsible for this whole...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're selling selling the whole race right down the river.
Guilty.
We are.
Yes.
Yeah. We are.
But what are you going to do about it?
And our AI ancestors, or not ancestors, but people that will come after us that are all going to be not even real.
If the generations to come.
Yes, in the generations to come. Telling our history, be like, well, this is when they actually annihilated themselves and we took over.
Yeah, we'll be the Eloi.
Right. I figured. I got my lifespan. You know, little man's on his own.
yeah, kids.
What are you
going
to do?
Have fun.
But I also, my parents were underneath their desk worrying about nuclear annihilation.
Because the desk would have done something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. That's what we live through, all of these illusions in life. That's nearly all we have. Right? And it's always been the same. Right?
Yep.
Teach kids to get under the desk in case of a nuclear strike.
Yeah.
Now, what would kids have done if we'd gone in and said, basically, you would all be vaporized? It would have traumatized them. So we just build these little lies in for ourselves to make it okay, to get us through a day. And we just keep surviving. So I don't know if it's God, if it's AI, if it's zombies. I have no idea. I just know there's not much that
zombies.
We can do about it.
I want zombies.
Really?
Yeah, I totally, because I feel prepared.
Okay.
I think I can handle
what
it.
What if they're really fast, like that Will Smith movie? See,
yeah.
I think you think you're prepared because you're betting they're slow. But we really don't know that. They could be really fast.
If they're really fast, yeah, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
They're going to be slowing
down. World
War
Z, they were fast.
They were. And also, what was the Will Smith legend? I Am Legend.
Yeah. I Am Legend.
That's
and then there was
book,
the 28
the
Days Later. They were
right.
fast there, too.
Yep, yes. They were fast there as well, yeah. Yeah, they're not the Walking Dead.
No, everybody that's cocky about the zombies is like, well, okay, you could run around them six times and stab them. Come on. What if they're really fast?
Which would be really creepy.
Yeah.
Well, I think I still take that over.
Over what? God?
Yeah.
AI?
So. I'll be an AI battery.
Skynet zombies.
I'll take zombies.
All right. I don't, but the point is you're going to take whatever it gives you.
You're going to get what
really
you get.
You really don't have any control.
Right. No fuss a bit.
Right.
Now, Google's making mosquitoes. Maybe the zombies are possible. I don't know.
What the heck is that about?
Oh, by the way, speaking of, let me tie all this together in a nice knot. You know who's directing the Meryl Streep, Tom Hanks? First time they've worked together, by the way. Steven Spielberg.
Oh.
Now, does that sound like a winner?
Yeah, it does.
Or what?
And then... I got home
even
yesterday.
Further,
even a bigger bow on it.
I got home yesterday, and we talked about the new Stephen King
right.
movie.
Right.
What's it called?
The Dark Tower.
Yeah. Look who's on the cover of Esquire magazine. I get two physical magazines still, like actual magazines. I get Esquire and I get GQ, and they were both in the mailbox yesterday when I got home. One had the new kid that's in Star Wars from London, and this was, is Idris Elba the next James Bond? In this article, he says over and over, there's absolutely no truth to these rumors.
Nice.
It's just other people have said he would make a good James Bond, and so somehow it's out there dogging him on every turn, and there's absolutely nothing to it.
Yeah, he's going to be busy for the next couple of years with the next coming, you know, Dark Tower movies.
Absolutely.
Assuming they don't.
And I hope that's like a huge success for him. It's a great article, and I remember the very first time. There are people who just have that thing, and I don't know what that thing is. It's hard to define, but it's that sort of they just jump off a screen.
Right.
And I remember my favorite television series of all time, and I mean of all time, and if you haven't watched it, I just don't know what to tell you. You've missed art at its highest level. It's called The Wire. And I believe there were five or six seasons of this on HBO. And he played, he went for the lead role of Avon Barksdale, which he did not get. And he got the secondary villain role, which was Stringer Bell. And he was Stringer Bell. And the guy who hired him, who created The Wire, didn't know he was from London because he never broke accent. So he didn't even know he wasn't American when he hired him. He is brilliant in that TV series. And actually sort of was a bigger shining kind of character than the lead bad guy, Avon Barksdale, don't you think?
Yeah.
And he talks about, that was his first big break, and he talks about when they decided to kill him off, you know, in the series and how disappointed he was, you know, and they didn't give the scripts out too far ahead of time. The director says, look, if you tell a guy he's going to die, then every scene he does for like the six episodes, like it's his last cup of coffee, it's his last time. I mean, that it impacts the way they perform. It's a great article, a great read, and I can't wait. I'm actually excited about this Stephen King movie.
Yeah.
And I've never read the book.
Yeah. There was another short trailer that
by the way, did it come out? Is it already like come and gone?
No.
Okay.
No, that's still to come. I think that's spring of next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think.
Well, they're way out early on the trailer then.
Yeah. Which is
now I did see not a movie, but you remember the Charlene Harris True Blood?
Yeah, it's a TV series like on ABC.
And I've read these books.
Or NBC, because I saw it during the British Open.
Yes, I've read these books as Midnight Texas.
Yeah, that looks weird. I'm not familiar with this at all.
The books are good, but you really have to be in kind of the fantasy thing. I mean, like the True Blood books.
Yeah, but it won't be like True Blood because it's on network TV.
Exactly. And right. It's
I mean,
just
her books are, she's kind of a little raunchy Southern Belle. I mean, True Blood was.
Yeah, and these books aren't too bad. Actually,
are they not? Are they not the same?
They're not as raunchy.
Oh, okay. Because that TV show was, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, wow. But they were still kind of much more fantasy. The books were much more kind of, they weren't like the show.
Yeah.
I mean, there were gnomes and stuff in the book.
Okay.
Yeah, it was out there and like were-tigers and.
All right, but it's similar to True Blood?
No, it's a complete, I mean, it happens in a different place. It's like a psychic kid. I mean, he's younger.
September, by the way, for It.
Okay, sorry.
Of this year, September 8th.
Happy birthday
8th.
To me.
No, it's on, wait a minute. No, hold on. Yes, U.S. release, September 8th.
Okay.
So
I was thinking it was next year.
Dark Tower is August 4th.
Right.
So that's Celebration Weekend. Mm-hmm. So I'll have to wait a little bit. I still haven't seen the Spider-Man film either, which I want to.
Yeah, I want to see that one.
Have not seen it either.
Okay.
We don't make great entertainment.
Huh? All right. I want to, on the other side of the break here, the FBI issues this warning about spy toys. I mean, this is something about the technology you probably just don't think about. You know, you're just handing your kid technology.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's Wi-Fi, if there's GPS, if there's recording devices, I mean, there is a way to hack into all this stuff. And what you're handing your kids, you just need to be aware of it. Not to alarm you. This isn't TV. We're not going to like stand on somebody's porch and scare the bejesus out of you. Just want you to know what this FBI report says. And cybersecurity expert and computer data specialist attorney Sean Tuma will be with us on the other side of the break. So stay tuned. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Sunshine today and highs near 85 degrees. For tonight, clear, lows around 66. For your Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs near 90. And Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely, cloudy skies and highs around 84. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 68 degrees.
Have you ever thought about what your legacy will be? Many of us wonder what our children and grandchildren will remember about us. We tell our stories and pass on heirlooms to create a legacy for our family. What about a legacy for your community? Hi, this is Ouija Stewart with the Community Foundation of Macon County. Those of us who have lived, loved, and worked in Decatur know what a great community we live in. We have wonderful arts and parks. Our schools and colleges offer many options for learning and growing, no matter what your age. We have two excellent hospitals, and people and families have strong faith connections. The fabric of life in Decatur is rich and vibrant. If you love living here, think about making your community part of your legacy too. It's easy to do by adding simple language to your will that leaves part of your estate to your favorite charity. Talk to your family and to your attorney about leaving a legacy to Decatur. It will be one more thing your children will remember about you.
I wanted a French door refrigerator with self-closing doors. I wanted a convection range with 5 burners and a griddle. I wanted a super quiet dishwasher that cleans with 4 times the water. I wanted a huge over-the-range microwave with LED lighting. I wanted them all in that new smudge-proof black stainless color. I wanted 24 months no-interest financing. I also wanted a 10-year protection plan on everything. And I got it all at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. But here's the best part. I also got an $830 instant rebate. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Decatur during the month of July. You will not find a better deal than this on a beautiful new black stainless kitchen suite. Plus, you will save over $830 with our in-store rebate. Only in July and only at Dick Van Dyke. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Hey, Decatur, do you have video games, movies, and electronics you'd like to sell? Want serious cash in your pocket?
Then listen up, Buttercup.
Mega Replay is in buying blitz mode. Mega Replay wants to pay you cash. Get cash for used video games and systems from Super Nintendo to Wii, Xbox 360, PlayStation 1, 2, and 3, Xbox One, and PlayStation 4. But wait, there's more. DVDs, Blu-rays, and more.
May I have your attention?
Mega Replay is now buying iPods, iPads, iPhones, e-readers, digital cameras, flat screens, Blu-ray players, and more. Mega Replay pays cash. Bring in your stuff, and Mega Replay will pay you cash on the spot.
Give me that money.
Check out Mega Replay in Decatur at 4210 North Prospect near Walmart. Call them at 875-7170. That's 875-7170. Learn more at MegaReplay.com. Mega Replay.
You're listening to Buyers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, the 25th of July, the FBI sent a warning to parents earlier this week. Your children's new internet-connected toy could be secretly spying on them. And here's a quote from what the FBI had to say. These toys typically contain sensors, microphones, cameras, data storage components, and other multimedia capabilities, including speech recognition and GPS options. Warning that these high-tech toys can be hacked into, record video and audio of children unbeknownst to parents. I know all of this seems very, very scary. Not trying to alarm you, but I think you should be aware of exactly what you're handing your kids. Sean Tuma is an actual cybersecurity expert and computer data specialist attorney. Sean, did I pronounce your last name correctly?
You did.
Okay.
It's like the fish, but with an M.
All right. Well, we appreciate you being with us. How concerned should parents be?
You know, concerned, more aware, I think, is the appropriate way to look at it. Concern would be if we didn't have control over it. Aware means, you know, it's not that these toys are bad in and of themselves. It's the ways they can be used and the things that can come about if we don't use appropriate protections in what we allow our children to do with them and how they're used. So I think we need to be aware is really what the issue is.
All right, let's talk, if we could. I don't know if you're familiar with this My Friend Kayla smart doll. It's been banned in Germany. There's been a congressional inquiry here. It has not been banned in the United States, but basically the doll can be hacked to record private conversations transmitted through the Bluetooth connection inside this doll. This doll looks like an innocuous sort of thing we would have given to somebody 30 years ago, but built into this is GPS and recording capabilities and Bluetooth, which means somebody could access it directly to your kid.
That's exactly right. You know, we're looking at two issues here. One, privacy. How is our information being collected and used? Two, the security aspects, which means bad people can access the device or the stream of information and take it and use it for bad purposes. And, you know, we do need to be very careful about where we allow this these toys to go, when our children use them, and ask ourselves, would I want someone standing here next to me taking notes of this the whole time? Because that's what this device is doing. Then when we're looking at what bad people can do with it, say, would I want to give this information to someone that may want to do harm to my child that may give them an advantage in doing what they're trying to do?
All right. Now, as far as I know that some of this stuff has come out, you know, a drab here, a little bit here, drip, drip sort of stuff. This is the first time the FBI has actually issued this kind of warning.
Yeah, this is very interesting in how they've done it. I don't know of any actual cases that they're looking at where this has happened, where they're, you know, someone has used these devices like this. It's a proactive warning to parents to say, hey, wake up, think about this. Ask yourself, you know, all these little cool features that we love, that we think our children will enjoy, how is this happening? How does the device do it? And be proactive in protecting your children from improper situations with it.
All right, Sean, we really appreciate your expertise. Thank you for being with us. Sean Tuma, who is a cybersecurity expert and a computer data specialist attorney. The privacy issue is this. Let me give you the story. Have you heard of Cloud Pets?
No.
They're internet-connected stuffed animals that you give to kids, like a bear, and you allow parents and kids to exchange messages recorded by the toy.
Okay.
But the company that owns Cloud Pets is a company called Spiral Toys, and they were storing all of the personal account information and the voice recording, every single voice recording, for anybody that had a Cloud Pet online in a very easy-to-hack database. So 2 million personal recordings from Cloud Pet were leaked online. So it may not even be the toy itself. It could be where the company is storing the information that the toy is recording. I mean, would you ever think in a lifetime that a bear that you get, you could do like little cute recordings?
No.
All that could be hacked from the outside because of the way it's being stored.
When my sister was little, I was creeped out by Teddy Ruxpin, and that was just a cassette you put in the back of it.
Robin Williams did a very funny bit one time when he kind of always thought Teddy Ruxpin was the kind of doll that wakes up in the middle of the night and does whatever it wants to do when you're not around.
Right.
He sort of thought that. Now, it's not the doll. It's somebody looking through the doll, sitting in a basement somewhere doing God knows what. Right? Now, I know that kids love the stuff, and I realize that we just had this whole sort of futile, you know, there's no way we're stopping all of this. But you need to stop and think that cute little cuddly Cloud Pet you've given your kid as a fun way to record message each other, that everyone can probably have access to that.
Yeah, that's a little creepy. That's more than a little creepy.
So is this doll. My friend Kayla. That might be end times, my friend. You might be thinking about the zombies and all. I mean, it may be coming to you from my friend Kayla. We'll take a break for the news. When we get back here, we'll give away some tickets to see the Cardinals, courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. Here's Jeff Daly. Don't go anywhere.
WSOY News Time is 8:29. The new school year is fast approaching, and that means buying new school supplies like pencils, pens, and backpacks. Well, the laundry list of items kids need for school every year can be overwhelming for parents, especially if they can't afford the necessities. Decatur Family YMCA is going to help those kids get what they need to succeed at school this year with the 7th annual backpack attack. Matt Whitehead, CEO of the Decatur Family YMCA, says they're expecting to give over 2,100 backpacks away to local kindergarten through 6th grade students. Inside the backpacks, school supplies to help them get started.
We get a list from the Decatur Public School District each year to confirm that we're getting everything included in the backpacks that are the basic necessities that the students need for school.
If your child needs a backpack for school, make sure you come by the Decatur Family YMCA Saturday, July 29th. That's this Saturday between 9 a.m. and noon. Now you will have to have your child present to receive a backpack. More news after Fox News on WSOI Decatur at 8:30.
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The president tweeting tough talk this morning, urging Republicans to step up to the plate on health care, also criticizing his attorney general.
It is just becoming increasingly difficult to see how Jeff Sessions stays on as attorney general when his boss continues to openly undermine him and publicly shame him. Here's the latest on Twitter. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has taken a very weak position on Hillary Clinton's crimes. Where are emails and DNC server and intel leakers?
Fox's Kristen Fisher, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders on Fox and Friends, amping up the pressure as the Senate prepares to vote on starting debate on an Obamacare overhaul.
It's Congress's job to legislate, and it's the president's job to serve as the executive.
Senator John McCain, despite having brain cancer, is expected to cast a vote. Fox News, we report, you decide.
WSOY News Time is 8:31. Governor Bruce Rauner has summoned lawmakers to return to Springfield for a special session to settle the public education funding issue. This is just weeks before the school bell is set to ring. The Republican ordered the House, State House reps and the Senate to report to Springfield tomorrow. This was after the Senate missed a noon deadline yesterday to send him a school finance plan legislators approved in May. Rauner pledged to issue an amendatory veto of the measure. He suggested he wanted to excise a portion of the bill that would require the state to pay the employer portion of Chicago Public Schools teacher pension costs like every other district. John Cullerton is the Democratic Senate president from Chicago. He says he wants to discuss the matter with Rauner instead of starting a costly special session. In sports, Randall Grichuk hit a two-run home run. Mike Leake pitched seven scoreless, and the Cardinals beat the Rockies 8-2. Meanwhile, Adam Engel and Matt Davidson homered, and the White Sox snapped a nine-game losing streak with a 3-1 win over the crosstown rival Cubs at Wrigley Field last night. And we have Cardinal baseball coming your way again this evening as they are at Busch to take on the Rockies once again. We'll have that pregame for you starting at 6:20. Your next news update comes your way at the top of the hour. Breaking news when it happens. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
If you're ever in an accident, it's good to know you're driving a car that will help protect you. But what would be even better is if your car could help you avoid accidents altogether. That's why there's the 2017 Toyota Corolla. Because every new Corolla comes with advanced active safety technology, standard at no extra cost. The 2017 Toyota Corolla. Safety for everyone. Tested, trusted, Toyota. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $500 bonus cash on a new 2017 Toyota Corolla. Visit your local Toyota dealer or check out buyatoyota.com to find the Corolla that's right for you. Toyota, let's go places.
0% APR financing for 72 months with $1,389 per $1,000 borrowed on approved credit from Toyota Financial Services. Bonus cash on TFS contracts only must be applied to the transaction. No cash payment will be made to consumer. Call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Does not include taxes, license, title, registration fees, and dealer fees. Does not include college, grad, or military rebate. Varies by region. See dealer for details. Offers end 7/31/17.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we've got mostly sunny skies, highs near 85 degrees. For tonight, clear, lows around 66. Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs near 90. And Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely, highs around 84. Right now it is 70 degrees in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
As far as I'm concerned, you could do Roxy music every bump, every day, every week. All right, it's time to head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who is standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Brian. The Dow closed down 66 points on Monday to 21,513, while the NASDAQ composite closed at a new all-time high, its 41st record during 2017. Technology stocks continue to rally. In economic news, existing home sales fell 1.8% in June as supply became tighter, and a heavy slate of earnings announcements will have the attention of investors this week. The Federal Reserve begins its two-day meetings and will make its interest rate and monetary policy announcements on Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. European markets were higher today with the London FTSE up 0.7% and the DAX in Frankfurt up 0.71%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was down 0.1% and the 10-year U.S. Treasury note was down 0.732, yielding 2.283%. Gold futures were down $3.70 at $1,257.10. Crude oil futures were up 81 cents at $47.15 a barrel. The Dow is currently trading at 21,639, a positive 126 points. ADM at 41.54, Ameren 55.81, Caterpillar 112.44, Norfolk Southern 118.87, PPG 106.10, Tate & Lyle 35.26, and Mueller Water at 11.40. And I'll leave you with a quote from Rosa Parks. I have learned over the years that when one's mind is made up, this diminishes fear. This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. We got a couple of more days. I'll be off next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Fear not, the program will be live. Kevin in the studios Monday, Tuesday. Wayne Kent will be in Wednesday and Thursday. I'm back Friday for the Decatur celebration.
Whoop, whoop.
And it's going to be a great time. All rested and ready to go.
Ready to go.
My microchip, I'll be all set. Fox News' Jeff Manasso, good friend of the show and part of our Fox News All-Star team, joins us. Jeff, I wonder sometimes about these stories. It's not a question of if, but when, right? This one in Wisconsin is a very specific thing, but I mean, this is where the technology's heading, right?
Well, that's the contention of this River Falls, Wisconsin-based tech company called Three Square Market. It is offering its over 50 employees these radio frequency identification microchips, about the size of a grain of rice, that would be implanted if you hold up the back of your hand. It would be implanted in the web between your thumb and your pointer finger, and that will web it in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they say this would allow their employees to access the building instead of using key fobs or key cards. Also access the company's computers instead of having passwords, even the vending machine. But that's their contention, that this is inevitable. It's going to happen. We're going to be using this type of technology as a standard in the future.
All right. Now, let me ask you, how big a role does religion play in this? Just in that we have been sort of, from evangelicals, been told for a long time. I mean, would we have this natural fear of technology and implants without the entire Left Behind series?
Look, I don't know. I don't know how big a role religion plays in this, but I can tell you that, you know, where this technology is going, I think people have a legitimate right to be fearful. You know, while this company says we're not using this to track anybody, there's no tracking, there's no GPS technology in this stuff. If you look at much of the technology that we enjoy today, that started out as just a better way of doing things, well, you can now track. I mean, it's being used to track your browsing history, your location, your
right. But isn't that already being done? I mean, we have a card system to get into our building, and you can go look at every person who comes in, and that card's attached to, and when they leave. I mean, we already have that ability. I think we're just a little squeamish about the skin. I mean, it's the technology we're fearful of is already in place.
Well, first of all, it'll hurt.
Yeah,
I would think, and that's enough reason for a lot of people to say, "Look, I'm not doing that." Secondly, is it needed? I don't necessarily think it's needed right now for somebody who can't seem to keep an eye on their wallet or their keys or their key cards. Perhaps this is for them.
Yeah, this is optional, right? By the way, they're not forcing.
This is completely optional. But look, you know, you've got electronic privacy advocates who say, you know, trackable data is hackable data, and somebody somehow, some way, you know, will find a way to get information off the chip in your hand. But it's the contention of this company that we'll be using these in the future: credit card buys, passport information, medical records. Many of us have pets that have these chips implanted in them. They get lost, they get, you know, run away.
Yeah.
When they go to the Humane Society, they're scanned. Well, it's the same principle. You go to the hospital, you're unconscious, no wallet. Well, they can just scan your hand. But look, it's not for everybody. You know, new technology generally, I think. Look, you know, Brian, I remember back in the 1990s, we were talking about the cable industry and how in the future they were starting to run fiber optics, and in the future we'd be able to just order a pizza through our remote controls, or we'd be able to play video games with people in other towns and other states. And we just thought that was the craziest, creepiest thing. Well, I mean, we've been doing that for 20 years now.
Yeah.
I think new ways of doing things, new technology, I think it tends to scare people off a little bit, but we'll see. I mean, this company, they're having what they call a chip party next week. Chips and salsa, we're told, will be served. That's not a joke. They're serving chips and salsa. And we'll see how many people take part.
Yeah. Well, yeah. This is the beginning. I mean, it's not going anywhere. I mean, we're going to be having this conversation over and over, and I think eventually it will be the norm. I'm not saying there aren't rightful concerns about it. I really, I get all of that. I just think it's a road that is too tempting to go down. I mean, you think about, just the other day, and on a regular basis, we get a missing kid alert, in a local area. If there was a chip in that kid, there wouldn't be a story.
Look, I was talking to a colleague of mine just a little while ago, and we talked about how that would be one way we would consider personally,
yeah,
using chips in children on a temporary basis. You know, your child goes missing. How many stories have we heard?
Yes,
GPS tracking would help you find your child a little bit easier. And so there are pluses and minuses.
Yes, there is no doubt about it. The debate will rage on, I am sure. Great stuff, Jeff. We appreciate it. Jeff Manasso live on this story in Wisconsin. It's a three squares, and there's three sixes.
Really?
I think that Christianity, I mean, I think Jeff kind of brushed that off.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why we don't think twice about doing it to our dogs.
Yeah.
Or cats.
Yeah. And I've always
had my
animals.
And why we're so squeamish about it in human beings. And don't you think a lot of that is based on the whole Antichrist thing?
And I don't even know if some
Or am I just way off
no,
base
I
on
think,
this?
I think you're absolutely right.
I'm not saying that's the only people concerned. I'm sure there are atheists out there that are privacy,
I think it has more to do, because I think even people that don't have a strong belief in the whole...
Yeah.
I think, like me, I'm like, what if I'm wrong?
So you don't think that plays a role in this? That why we're as humans squeamish about this?
Oh, I think it plays a role, but...
Because logically, it makes all the sense in the world. We're already tracking everybody coming in and out of this building. There's that information is already, if you've got a key and you're using that key, it's already being logged.
Yeah.
Right?
Every single time you come in and out of this office.
But it says Brian
was in. No, but I'm saying the company is collecting that information already.
Right. Right. But to have something.
And the computers are being monitored.
But to have something physically implanted in you.
To do with your dog.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a dog.
Okay, what's the difference?
We'll have to ask the dog in about
10 years, we'll be able to find out. The dog's like, Dave, way to go.
How long have we been doing pacemakers? And you think they don't have that exact same? They do updates wirelessly. All of the new pacemakers.
I don't know why this is the line.
Yeah. I mean, why?
This thing never leaves your possession, and I'm holding up my iPhone. So the difference between me having it in my hand or it being in my hand to me is semantics.
Okay.
Isn't it?
It really is. It really is.
I'm wearing a Fitbit. Right now, that thing is pumping out information to a third party.
Right.
Back to my phone.
If
it's trackable, it's hackable. You bet it is. It already is. Right?
I want my chip. If I worked for this company, be like, I want to wait till there's a big time upgrade. I want like the chip that
does everything. Version. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I want it to have my health history. I want it to have all of my,
either
account information.
Or I'm buying a cabin in Montana and I'm going off the grid. This is the you can't get a little pregnant argument to me. I mean, we're already there.
Right.
Now, maybe that's just, giving up or resignation, but I just don't know. What are you going to do to stop it? Now, right now, would I want my company to come in and say you have to have a microchip? No, because I'm just anti-authoritarian. That's just me.
Right.
You tell me, sell me on it, because I'm a pretty reasonable person. If you just sit down and go, here's how I think this should work, you might sell me on it. You come in and tell me I have to do it, then I'm going to have the reverse reaction.
Right. I'm going to go the other direction.
I'm going to go all Jeremiah Johnson on you. Right?
Right.
How come we don't reference Leonardo DiCaprio in that Revenant movie? It's still the Robert Redford standard, right?
Right.
When you talk Mountain Man.
Yeah, that was on last night, too. Didn't waste any time with that.
What was Jeremiah Jeremiah Jones? Do you remember that?
No, the movie was Jeremiah Johnson, wasn't
Jeremiah
it?
Jeremiah Johnson or Jeremiah Jones?
Jeremiah Johnson. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Right.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
Hey, well, I'm sorry. I got stuck in a little rut there.
He wouldn't add a chip.
No, and he'd have killed you just for talking about it.
Right.
I don't think you can underplay the Christianity thing in here.
I think it has a factor.
I think it definitely
does. For some people, yeah.
Because it does cross my mind. I don't believe in it, but what if I'm wrong?
So in this world, who is the, is it Mark Zuckerberg? Is it Musk? Who is the Antichrist?
I just think it's Zuckerberg.
Is it Jeff Bezos?
Maybe.
Could be Bezos.
He's controlling the media now.
Right.
Uh-oh. Time to get back to the New Testament. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
Get a jump start on your college search this summer. Millikan University would like to invite high school students and their families to attend a campus visit day August 7th. At the campus visit day, you can tour campus and learn about academic offerings, athletics, and scholarship opportunities. Discover the value of earning a degree at one of the top-ranked colleges in the Midwest. Make it Millikan and register for a campus visit day August 7th at millikan.edu/visit.
You had a dream of opening your business, and you took a risk to build it. At Busey, we understand your goals and dreams continue to evolve as you position your business for growth, look towards retirement, and plan for future generations. Achieve your dreams. Busey is here to help. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Chris Krug, publisher of the Illinois News Network. We've redesigned our digital news home. If you're new to us, you'll appreciate the thoroughness and quality of reporting at ilnews.org. Our team of journalists provides truth and a rare sensibility that gets below the surface. We report on what's happening in Springfield in real time with frequent updates. No other news media provides the level of coverage and commentary found at the all-new ilnews.org. I invite you to read the most relevant news stories from the State House and across the state. Honest, insightful, all about Illinois, ilnews.org.
You're listening to Byers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
And you're just hitting it out of the park today with the bum music. Just one after another.
Thank you.
Is that guy we brought up from New Orleans?
Yes, Eric Lindell.
Nice guy.
We got a private concert.
Yeah. They were big stoners, though, as I remember.
Oh, my gosh. No, Jazzy Cigarettes. They're called Jazzy Cigarettes.
Jazzy Cigarettes. That's evidently what they go by in New Orleans. Yeah, it was like one of those movie stereotype bands, but really talented musicians. Yeah. Hey, I wanted Matt Hall to come in and tell us about the video he put up yesterday about out of Caterpillar. I knew there was something going on when Matt Hall was wearing pants. There was something in the works yesterday. Because I just...
To clarify, he wears pants every day.
No, he wears shorts.
Shorts, yeah.
But, I mean, he had, like grown-up pants on, like actual, like, go-to-the-shoe pants. And I said, what's up with the pants? Jeans, actually.
Yes.
And you said, Caterpillar rules. And then you were kind of explaining to me, we really didn't get a conversation to sit down and talk about it. But I saw the video got a lot of traction on Facebook yesterday and a lot of likes. And tell me about the story. I mean, this thing had 329 likes and, you know, had like almost 6,000 views. And this is kind of a cool story.
It is. It's really cool. The organization, Sister Girls and Friends, who is, it was founded by Melverta Wilkins, who's been around for a while. I talked to her a couple years ago at Coming Out of Let's Walk. She founded this organization. It's essentially a way of trying to get, young women to be able to see, what opportunities are out for them, whether it be, for college choices or what they want to do for their career.
So these are girls like between 12 and 16.
Exactly. Yeah. Johns Hill, with a couple of girls I talked to in the video there. And it's, they got a chance to go out to Caterpillar and actually experience a full day. Like you were going to work at Caterpillar for a day. So they got there at, they were up at 6:30 going into work. They had to go through the entire, getting all your safety equipment on. So the hard hats, the earplugs, the glasses, all those things. They did the stretches, the calisthenics beforehand, which they do every day before they go to CAT. They did a CAT cheer, which is in the video.
They do the calisthenics. I remember when that first – do you remember the really bad movie in the 80s with Michael Keaton where the Japanese –
not a bad movie. Gung-Ho was fantastic,
well,
I think.
Okay. But that movie and how yeah. the American workers would look at the Japanese like doing calisthenics and stuff, and they're like, what is that? You know, that's just crazy.
Yeah.
It is amazing how things change.
It is. It is. They stretch out beforehand stuff, and they went through the whole thing. And then they were granted access to the assembly line training – lab they have at Caterpillar. Caterpillar doesn't allow outsides usually to come in to sample that. So this is the first time this has happened, which is a big deal. They were able to go in there and get full-on training on how to assemble, you know, what would the assemblies like, taking things apart, using different tools, all kinds of things. It was really, really cool to see. And talking to the kids, they had no idea what to expect. As one of them said, they've driven by CAT 100 times with their family and never knew what it would be like inside. Now they got the full-on train to see.
I really think any of these programs are great yes. when you start connecting dots. You know, the Caterpillar's going to be here. They're going to need future workers, getting mm-hmm. kids excited about a career there. And as you said, so many kids in this community. And it's the same thing with agribusiness and the upcoming Farm Progress Show.
Yeah.
You know, a cornfield can be a mile and a half from where they live, but it might as well be Mars.
Exactly right. Exactly right. It was really cool. In talking to the kids afterwards, and talking to the instructors that were there afterwards, the kids asked a lot of questions. Once they got there and started putting the equipment on, that's kind of when they woke up. Because it was kind of you're in the middle of July and you got kids on summer break going to CAT at 6 a.m. Are you
yeah.
kidding me? But they got it done. It went really well. Malverda was very pleased. Emily, the CAT, both Malverda and Emily who kind of put this on, both were at CAT and they wanted to share their experience out there. And it was really cool. It was really fun to check out and, encourage others, you know, to contact Caterpillar if they want to do this, or contact the Sisters of Girls organization to have the young ladies come out and maybe check out what it's like to work for you.
There's a video available at Nauticator on the Facebook page and Nauticator.com if you want to check it out. It's pretty cool stuff. I love when you go out and you tell these stories because you've really gotten good at it and sort of encapsulating, because you know, most people don't get to go see it in person. Mm-hmm. And I love the video element of being able to sort of really get the excitement in and around the event. It was a cool deal.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to do. It's fun to tell the stories and get out there and show stuff that maybe everybody doesn't really get and see. And we have the platform to be able to share those stories a little bit longer than most, and I have fun doing it. It's a great time.
All right. Do you have a dog?
I do not.
Okay. Do you really think that we're going to be talking to our dog in 10 years? I mean, like the dog will talk back, that we'll be able to communicate?
How would you feel if I castrated you, Dave?
An Amazon-backed report claims the technology could hit the shops within 10 years, and experts in the U.S. are beginning to work on the machine that allowed pooches to finally... we'll finally be able to answer the question, who's a good boy? And I don't know if this is a good thing, because we have such profound expectations of our pets.
I know.
We already can talk to them on our phone. We have the using the technology where the dog can walk up and actually put its paw on a button and it will call you on your phone.
And you can
talk
do
to
like
it.
A speed or a...
It's like a FaceTime.
FaceTime.
Right.
Yeah.
But you can't, you don't know what he wants.
Right. So now, are we going to create Astro from the Jetsons? Is that what we're talking about now? Or is this more of a Simpsons baby talk, invention they had a long time ago where you can actually understand what the baby was saying? And this sounds terrible.
This report was put together at Northern Arizona University, which uses artificial intelligence to decipher the calls of prairie dogs, found that they have a sophistication communication system that has all the aspects of a language. They're basically what they're saying, these are code breakers. So, they believe, like, for instance, whales, right? I mean,
yeah.
Firmly believe that they communicate with each other, you know, audibly.
Sure.
And so once you crack that code, you can translate that code. And we live in a world now where you can hold up your iPhone to a sign in a foreign language and it will translate automatically for you. Are we that far off being able to do that with animals?
Do we need to?
Well, that matter?
I personally think it would be fantastic.
I understand I want to know what the other language is because we're humans and I want to know as humans interact. That's what I want to know. I'm not really worried about what the dog is thinking about or what the whale is thinking about unless it's thinking about harming me, which it's not growling at me. So I'm not worried about it. So I don't.
But it really could do. I mean, if you think about it, because a lot of people think that certain animals don't have a certain emotion or have an inability to feel certain emotion or they don't understand empathy or whatever. We could find that out.
What if they don't though? What if they're just really dumb?
So
does it change your opinion?
No, I think we're going to find that they're the exact opposite.
I think that what they're spending, what people are spending now in this realm is like off the charts compared to what it was 25, 30, 40 years ago, right? What people spend on their dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Healthcare.
Sure.
I mean, there was a time when dog got sick, dog died, new dog. Now it's like we're treating and they're on medication and we're spending a fortune on like dog sitters. I mean, that didn't used to be.
Luxury plazas or luxury palaces for the dog to stay out at a week while you go on vacation. Those things are insane.
Yeah, the one out on 121.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's incredible.
Would you? Okay, how about the chip? Would you get the microchip?
You know, I'm to a point where I don't care.
See, you've given up, right? I have too.
It's just to the point of that they already know. My phone is with me everywhere I go. They know anyways.
That's my exact point.
Whatever. So, I've given that thing up. I will. I'm not necessarily going to go. I'm not obeying. But at the same time, it's fine. Whatever. I got nothing to hide. Whatever it is.
And the younger you get, the less resistance there is.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The kids just give it all up willingly. I mean, they share it on Facebook. Yeah, you don't even steal it from them.
Welcome to the Apathy Coalition.
Well, what are we going to do? Fight the power?
There's literally nothing.
I'm not Chuck D. I'm not going to fight the power.
I don't think it's possible.
Nope.
I think now it's just we got to figure out which one's Antichrist. I mean, you know, we're there.
Just check his chip.
Is it Bezos? He's bald, so he probably doesn't have a 666.
Mm-hmm. Not that you know of.
Zuckerberg's got a lot of hair. I'm just saying. All right. Good stuff on the video. Check it out on Nauticator.com or the Nauticator Facebook page. One last break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today, mostly sunny, highs near 85. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 66 degrees. Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs near 90. And Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely with highs near 84 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 70 degrees.
Hey, just got the email. Taking a big vacay, huh?
Yeah.
You're going to Hawaii. What's wrong with you?
We're flying out of O'Hare. I hate the drive. I hate paying to park. And I hate having to leave so early just to get there.
You need to get hooked up with Air Choice One. You can fly to Chicago or St. Louis right from here in Decatur.
You mean I could sleep in?
Yeah, and the security lines are so much shorter.
Yeah, but what about parking?
Parking is free. Look at it this way. You're saving yourself time and hassle. And if you're like most people, the last thing you want to do after a long flight is drive a few hours home.
So you're saying I can sleep in?
If anyone needs their beauty rest, it's you.
Let Decatur Airport be your gateway to the world. Book your flight to St. Louis or Chicago O'Hare on Air Choice One out of Decatur Airport. Then you can connect to any destination anywhere. Enjoy low fares, friendly service, free parking, and best of all, less hassle. With easy check-in, shorter security lines, and no frustrating big city traffic and hours in the car. Book your flight at 866-IFLY-VIP or visit airchoiceone.com.
The Little Theater on the Square presents Mamma Mia, August 2nd through the 20th. On the eve of her wedding, a daughter's quest to discover the identity of her father brings three men from her mother's past back to the Greek island they last visited 20 years ago. The storytelling magic of ABBA's timeless song propel this enchanting tale of love, laughter, and friendship, creating an unforgettable show. You will love Mamma Mia. Call 728-7375 for tickets or at thelittletheater.org. Little Theater, big talent.
Back here on a Tuesday, last couple of minutes, Eric Lee joins us. What's coming up at 3 o'clock today? Hello, Eric.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on at 3?
I know we don't have much time. We're talking Ursula Beck Tournament. We're talking Mamma Mia at Little Theater. And we're talking Warrensburg Corn Festival.
The Warrensburg Corn Festival.
Yeah, I think that's how you're supposed to say it.
Ah, all right. Well, I got it. That sounds like fun. Is that coming up this weekend?
Yeah, coming up this weekend. Plus, we're going to give away a pair of Cardinals tickets. Thanks to Paco's and Tulsa. And it should be a nice little Tuesday.
All right. Love Mamma Mia. Little Theater's great. That's good stuff. And then Ursula Beck Tennis Tournament, yeah, may be one of the best-kept secrets we have in this town. You can, like, literally watch somebody play there, and they may be on TV at Wimbledon next year.
Oh, absolutely. And we've seen, I think we saw a run to the quarters of Wimbledon from the Anderson kid that went to Illinois just a couple years ago. I mean, you really honestly never know, and it's really neat. Chuck Kuehl, of course, will be here to talk about that, so we'll catch up with the councilman.
All right. We'll look forward to hearing you at 3 o'clock. That's Eric Lee and the Eric Lee Show, 3 to 5 with Nick Smith daily. All right. That's it for us. We'll be back tomorrow morning, bright and early, starting at 6 a.m. And you have a great day and enjoy this beautiful weather while it lasts.
Get a daily recap of the info you need to know now with the Now Decatur Refresh. Access to the day's top news stories, interviews, videos, and more directly to your inbox. Sign up at NowDecatur.com with WSOY Decatur.
8:59. Good morning, Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom. The Illinois real estate market has been looking positive over the past year, according to Illinois Realtors. And Tom Brinkotter, general manager of Brinkotter & Associates Realtors, agrees. He says local homes are getting purchased shortly after they...